The title of this piece is En Tren Vachangó. In English, is Destination Macondo, which is simpler, easier to remember.
What made you write this piece?
It was a commission from Ravinia Festival, north of Chicago. They turned 100 years about 11 years ago. So they had the series of what they call train commissions. And I was fortunate to be the first one to be called to write a piece for no other than the Chicago Symphony Orchestra.
And I understand this piece has a bit of a story and some pictures behind it.
It has a story, it has a personal story, because I always like to say I almost didn't write this piece. Because when the Ravinia Festival came to ask me to write it, I was in one of the most hectic times of my life. I had a 3-month-old baby. My wife was finishing a dissertation in neurobiology, and I was working full-time at a city college in Chicago. So, believe it or not, I said no to Ravinia Festival first. And what made this even worse was the fact that I was saying no at the same time to the Chicago Symphony, because they were the ones who were going to premiere it. Luckily, I spoke to a very dear friend of mine who unfortunately passed away last year, who's a great supporter of the arts in Chicago, and she just told me that I was a fool, that to say no to this gig was to say no to my career, period, in at least in Chicago. So, and she said, "And you, what you're going to do is you're going to go to your drawer and find an old piece of music you have there, an old piece of piano, and you're going to make it into a piece for full orchestra, like many composers have done in the past." And that's exactly what I did. So the genesis of the piece is, by necessity, is an old piano piece I wrote about, at that time, almost 14 years before the commission came. So what I did is I supersized this 5-minute piece into a 10-minute piece. And the original piece is titled Bachango, and that has a story in itself. And I had to sort of tweak the title so it would have a train component. So from Bachango, it ended up En Tren Bachango, which means the deity Chango travels by train. And voila, now we had a train piece.
For those of us who are unfamiliar, who is the deity Chango?
Chango is one of the many Afro-Cuban deities, the Colorishas. Chango is the deity of virility and the bringer of the light and so on, the masculine figure. And what I imagined for this piece is this deity just traveling on a train and through the window watching all these different types of Afro-Cuban musics go by until the very end it reaches the most primordial place where music all begins, which is rhythm and drums.
I'm reminded sort of the concept of a few years ago. There was a song about what if God was riding on the bus, but he wasn't listening to the music at that time.
Actually, that is maybe what we want people to think is, what if this deity Chango will be riding on a train towards this place, this mythological place called Macondo. Macondo is the famous city of a famous book by Gabriel Garcia Marquez called 100 Years of Solitude. So that's where it all ends, at the beginning, pretty much.